Mondi is a form of the Latin word mandatum, which means mandate or command. This evening, we recall Jesus' final and greatest command given to his disciples on the eve of his execution: to love each other as Jesus loved. It is a simple enough thing to say, just love one another. It's as plain as the nose on your face, isn't it? I think we all agree, if there was more love in the world would be a kinder, more just, more gentle, more holy place. But then we get to talking about it, interpreting the words, arguing about meaning, and it gets more complicated all of a sudden. How exactly did Jesus love? What does it even mean to love? And who is entitled to that love anyway? Suddenly, the seemingly simple command becomes elusive. We begin with Jesus and his disciples at a table around the time of Passover. At this table, Jesus transforms eating and drinking, the most basic, essential, and natural thing people do together, into a basis for encountering his love, his very self, in perpetuity. We celebrate it as the Holy Eucharist, and in the Blessed Sacrament, we experience Jesus' love frequently, simply, without precondition. We receive love that gets all the way down into our insides, just the way each of us needs it, as forgiveness and healing and unity. It's noteworthy that Jesus incorporates the washing of feet into the supper, bathed in the love of that meal. An opening is created through which Jesus gives his command, and his mandate is clear, so clear that it includes a demonstration. He doesn't just tell them they are to be servants, the text reads, slaves to one another, and leave it at that. Jesus got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel. This is crucial. Jesus demonstrates love as an action. It's a particular kind of love that is humble and meek, that regards the other person as important to God and treats the other with dignity. And he says this right action, this servant's posture, is the symbol by which others will know we belong to him, that we are Christian. And this kind of love can only be done down low, with the hands and in dirty water. And oh, the feet. This is vulnerable, intimate stuff. Trace the actions of the one washing the feet, and you will see the outlines of what it means to be a servant of God. It makes many of us cringe. For several years, I was active in a prison ministry called Kairos. which is a group of Christians from all different denominations who come together for the purpose of sharing the love of Jesus with prisoners in a highly structured weekend. On the night before those encounters, the volunteers would wash each other's feet. And I can tell you with utmost confidence that I washed and was washed by some of the most loving men from every denomination under the sun. And it was the ugliest collection of feet you ever saw. Nails, hair, toes akimbo, skin, all of it, just unattractive. Many people consider feet to be the most unattractive part of the human body. It's no wonder, because they bear the weight of our bodies, strapped into shoes or sandals. They receive little attention, especially from men. But I think what really makes us cringe is exposing ourselves, our ugliest parts. Peter's reluctance to expose himself is our reluctance as well. We can hardly bear to admit our sins, let alone let them be seen. The unattractiveness of our feet mirrors the unattractiveness of our sins. I think the power of the sacramental act of washing each other's feet is that it breaks our embarrassment at being seen. Jesus teaches us to be vulnerable so that we can share in his life. Jesus knows that those who cannot receive grace are in no position to convey it. In having their feet washed, the disciples are exposed before the Master of the universe. He knows their hearts. Friends, I cannot tell you the amount of damage done to the cause of love by embarrassed persons. Embarrassment is really just a failure of humility. It's hard not to get along with someone whose feet you've washed and they yours. The act of serving another sacramentally and practically puts into correct order our relationship with each other. Intellectual arguments are not as important as relationships when we serve each other and with each other. Differences tend to lose their sting. So this is love. Acts of humble service that place others ahead of ourselves. Such as driving a fellow parishioner across town to get a COVID test on short notice, or going to 3 grocery stores to buy and deliver them to an aging couple, or making meals, or phone calls, or delivering flowers to the lonely and the laid low, or serving lunches to homeless persons, filling drinks, bending to clean and serve. In countless ways, small and large, we have opportunities to serve each other and the wider world, upholding the dignity given to every person by God. In doing so, we repeat the forgiveness, healing, and unity given to us at the Eucharist simply by serving others. It's clear that the boundary does not end at the church door. The Gospel of John records an ever-expanding, beloved community. Jesus incorporated the stranger, the Samaritan, the Syrophoenician, the Pharisee, Romans, Greeks, Jews, Gentiles, you name it. He saw them He brought them into community by serving them. Jesus is always transgressing cultural and ethnic boundaries, trying to bring all people into unity and love. And he especially asks us, as in Matthew 25, to serve the least and the lost, the poor and historically disadvantaged. We are not told to love the adorable, the easy to love, though they get love too. The love Jesus orders us to give is not an act of emotion, but an act of the will, a commitment to love each other. We begin the Triduum today, the three holiest days of our liturgical life together, entering into a kind of partnership with Jesus. This meal that Jesus instituted represents his unconditional love for us and his perpetual presence with us. And he's telling us in no uncertain terms to love each other the way he loves us. When we receive the sacrament tonight, let's ask God to show us who it is we are to serve so that we can do our part to extend into the world Christ's body and blood. Now we turn to the foot washing ceremony itself. If you are at home and want to participate, now is a good time to fill a pitcher with water, get a towel and a basin. That's all you need. Then just watch what the altar party does and do likewise. The Cruz family will wash their feet here in the church as representatives of our entire church family. Thank you for doing that, Cruises.